The Gemara Nedarim and Daf Lamed Hey raises the issue that when a Kohen perhaps performs Avoda, to what extent is he considered to be Shluchei Derachmana, or is it Shluchei Didan? And even though the Gemara does not come to a clear Maskana, the Sugi and Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel clearly indicates that Kohanim are Shluchei Derachmana. After all, if there's something that a Yisrael cannot do, he certainly cannot appoint a Kohen on his behalf, and therefore, isn't it clear that when it comes to Avoda, it is not the shlichus of the Baal HaKarbon, but rather Shluchei Derachmana. And if that indeed is the role of the Kohen, the Shluchei Derachmana, one can easily understand the trepidation, the fear of Aaron HaKohen in assuming the role not only as Kohen, but even the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, when Rashi quotes the Medrash, that at this point that Aaron HaKohen was hesitant, that Hayabosh v'yare lageshes, we can certainly understand why indeed that was the case. Daunting responsibility to be the Kohen Ha'oved, to assume that role of Shluchei Derachmana. Moshe Rabbeinu turns to Aaron HaKohen and tells him that Lachach Nivcharta, this is why you were chosen. Sometimes in life, no doubt, you have a daunting task and it seems beyond our reach to be a Shliach Hashem, but nonetheless, L'chach Nivcharta, you have to rise to that challenge and be Mispalo for intense Siyata Dishmaya. And Poshub Shat, the instruction of Moshe Rabbeinu was that now it's appropriate for Aaron HaKohen to wear that mantle of the Midas Haromamus. Sometimes, no doubt in life, you have to take a step back, the Midas Hanava. Other times a person has to come forward, you have to step up, you have to be assertive. And if you're a Kohen Ha'oved, that is a time to absorb and to personify that Midah, the Midah of Eish. Reb Chaim Vital quotes the name of the Arizal, that perhaps the Midrash and Rashi should be understood somewhat differently. That when Moshe Rabbeinu responded, L'chach Nivcharta, that's why you were chosen, it wasn't that you have to assume the Midas Haromus because that was your task, but L'chach Nivcharta, the Arizal writes, was the response to the Midah of Aaron HaKohen, Hayabosh, Hayari Lageshes. And Moshe Rabbeinu responded that L'chach Nivcharta, that's why you were chosen. You were chosen because of the Midah Sanava. It's true that you have to at times represent Kadosh Baruch Hu, that you have to be Shluchei Derachmana, but the only way to successfully do so is when you embrace the Midas Ha'anava. Rashi writes in Parshas V'eschanan, Zayin Zayin, when the Torah tells us that Atem HaMa'at Mikol Amim, it doesn't simply mean that we are small in numbers, but rather Mimma Timat Atzmechem. Knesset Yisrael is able to personify the Midah of Anava. Rashi quotes, Avram Avinu, that Anochi Ofer Ve'efer, Rashi cites the response of Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron HaKohen, V'nachnu Ma, and therefore, if one has the mindset that who are we, so that already is a step in the appropriate direction to be able to soar in Avodas Hashem. The Messias Hisham writes in the very end of Perek Yud Aleph that when it comes to Korach was jealous. He wanted to assume that mantle of leadership, the kohuna, ubikashtem gam kohuna. There, Messias Hashem writes that to be assertive in the kohuna is a psul. And Aaron HaKohen was chosen because of that element of the midas ha'anava. When Moshe Rabbeinu was chosen to become the Adon Hanavim, the Manig of Klal Yisrael, so v'racha v'samach b'libo, the Midah Sanava of Aaron HaKohen, a lengthy discussion in Drasha Saran, in Drasha Gimel, that is not necessarily why Aaron was zoche simply to be Kohen in Kohen Gadol, but that's why he was zoche to wear the Urim V'tumim alalev, because the Ran writes at length that the Urim V'tumim is not part of Big Day Kohuna, like the Shita Saravid against the Shita Sarambam. And therefore, there must have been a separate skus that Aaron HaKohen merited wearing the Urim V'Tumim, one would have associated Urim V'Tumim not with Kohen, but associate Urim V'Tumim with a Navi. So why is it that Aaron was chosen to wear the Urim V'Tumim? It doesn't always go hand in hand with Kuhuna and Kuhuna Gedola. The answer is that very Midah. V'Rafa V'Samach B'Liba. And the Rambam in Pirush Mishnayis and Dalet Dalet and the Seches Avos, Ma'od Ma'od Havei Shval Ruach. Why the Ma'od, the extreme? There the Rambam develops that when it comes to other Midos, not an extreme, but the Shvil Hazav, the Derech Hamamutza, but as the Rambam explains, when it comes to the Midas Hanava, Ma'od Ma'od Havei Shval Ruach. And that in life is a difficult balance. When is it that one assumes the mantle of Romamus? And when is it that a person takes a step back and a person is deferential when it comes to the Midas Anava? The Medrash Rabbah writes in the very beginning of Chumash Bamidbar that the Torah Hashem was given Ba'eshu V'mayim. The Midah of Esh is to be Olam Eleha, Bishvili Nivre Olam. And the Midah of Mayim, the Sugin Tainas and Av Zayin, Holeich L'makom namuch, always to seek the lowest possible ground. A difficult balance. Romamus and shiflus, to be assertive, but at the same time to be humble and modest. Clearly, the takeaway of this interaction, both biurim, b'chach nivcharta, when it comes to avodas Hashem, then it's appropriate for a person to be assertive. When it comes to kavod shamayim, when a person thinks that, you know, how can I possibly accomplish? A person has to have the mindset of Bishvili Nivra Olam. If the Ran writes in a Dharma Dav Ches that you have to know Kol HaTorah Kula, so you have to know Kol HaTorah Kula. The question is, how do you get there? How do you get there? Not if, but how? And when it comes to personal preference, when it comes to character and anhaga, then the Midah Samayim. Then a person takes a step back. All too often, we reverse those roles. Sometimes when it comes to that which the Torah says we must, all of a sudden there we claim that we're incapable of. And sometimes when it comes to a personal negius, all of a sudden there a person is assertive and a person comes forward. And the appropriate revolution, obviously, is exactly the opposite. That l'chach nivcharta, you were chosen to soar in avodas Hashem, but to do so with an element of anava, with an element of busha, with an element of yira, because in both senses of the word, the Pashup Shat in the Medrash and the Biur of the Arizal, that Shiluv is exquisite, that Bechach Nivcharta, that our role as an Eved Hashem is to be able to properly balance, to be able to synthesize the convergence of both elements, the Midah Saromamus and the Midah of Shiflus.